all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Okay, now, Michelle, we have important questions to ask your gynecologist, and the grand majority of women, and you know this,
yes,
don't do this. They sort of sit there, and kind of do that white coat thing, and we have right. Dr. Richard Scott Thornton, who has an esteemed 30-year career as a gynecologist at Holy Redeemer Hospital and Medical Center in Meadowbrook, Pennsylvania, just outside Philly, and has a great book, Ask Your Gynecologist, answers to over 200 questions women ask through every age and stage of their lives. We're going to go right to that first question. Why do I have an itch? Go for it.
Yeah, what women need to know, take home point, is not every itch is yeast, and not every yeast is going to be treated by an over-the-counter medication. So get into your doctor so that it can be determined if that is in fact the case.
I love it. And there goes the itch.
I'm still on, why do I have an itch?
Okay,
but it's true.
Why do my breasts hurt?
Very common question. Most common misunderstanding is that somehow something terrible, that it could be related to breast cancer. That is very, very unlikely. More likely related to fibrocystic changes in the breast, which do have quite a number of options for treatment. So it should be brought up and very often can be helped.
So mine is, which I've asked over and over again, what can I do about these hot flashes I'm having 24/7?
Yeah, I mean, I think the take-home message is that you don't have to suffer. Lifestyle modifications that you can do. There are some over-the-counter things which can help, some dietary changes which can help, and some both hormonal and non-hormonal prescription medications that we can give. And sort of a take-home message is that it seems that hormone replacement therapy is not as risky as we thought with regards to women in the fifth decade of their life when they're having these symptoms.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear you say that because it's so true, and women are still so afraid of that, and I think we need to, you know, get that message out that it's really good for you. I've been doing it for 12 years, as you know. So what about the embarrassing questions? Let's talk about some of those, because we see these on Empower every single day. So why do I have an odor, for example?
Yeah, I mean, this is highly embarrassing for women. I have women, patients who have taken like 4 or 5 showers a day rather than come into their gynecologist. But trust me, you cannot bring in an odor that I have not already smelled before, so bring it in. Usually this is going to be a bacterial imbalance that we call bacterial vaginosis, very easily corrected. Occasionally, in younger women, it'll be a retained tampon. But again, very embarrassing, but a real easy fix. Just remove that tampon.
Now,
oh my goodness gracious!
I'm a little shocked here.
I know, seriously.
Toxic shock.
Oh my gosh. Well, it is embarrassing. You know, I've heard about it. It happens, and you know, it's one of those things. Why does my bladder leak? Now, this I've really seen among women over the age of 50, and I've also heard that things like the estrogen ring really helps in maintaining that that urethral, you know, the that's the little sphincter there that releases the bladder, the urine from the bladder. And so what goes on with this, I think, perimenopausal issue?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of potential reasons why women can leak after menopause. Certainly, replacing vaginal estrogen can help because it also restores the lining of the bladder and makes the bladder less irritable. I think the key take-home message with bladder leakage is bring it up sooner rather than later. Don't wait until you're soaking through pads and or wearing pads all day because a lot of these problems can be solved through either bladder retraining or retraining pelvic floor muscles, which are much easier solutions if they're engaged, you know, earlier in the process.
Right. I know. I've dealt with that issue myself. So what about sex drive? Like, that's always a question we have on Empower. Why don't I have one?
Sex drive after menopause is, again, very common. Now, some of that can be related to medical conditions or medications people are on. I think a lot of it relates to loss of intimacy once the kids have grown up and left, and you know, one person goes one way and the other way, and you have to really practice that rebuilding connectedness with each other. But some of it can be hormonal. Certainly, the lack of estrogen can make intercourse more uncomfortable, and that's easily remediable with very small amounts of vaginal estrogen. And sometimes adding a little testosterone, which has declined, can also help in terms of the sex drive. Yes. So there are ways to try to improve sex drive, certainly.
So I have one question that's not on our list here, but I have to ask it because we get asked all the time, every day on Empower. White milky discharge, what is it?
Oh, that could be any number of things, but most commonly it's going to be one of two things, either bacterial vaginosis or a yeast infection. Those are going to be the two most common conditions that cause that. Again, if you go into the gynecologist, both of those are very easily diagnosed and easily treated.
Great. So it's just a matter of getting into your gynecologist and having the conversation. That would be such a great thing for us women to do, but we don't.
And with any luck,
yeah, I mean,
you have, like... Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the reason for doing the book, is that there's so many questions that women either don't ask, or they forget to ask, or they're too embarrassed to ask, or they don't even know, that they should ask. So that's why, it gives me great joy to do a book like this, because that way I know the information that women need is getting to them.
Right.
So what about important questions that women don't ask? You're the one who just brought that up. So things like if you're sexually active out there and you're single, what about picking up sexually transmitted diseases?
Yeah, I mean, most people know about condoms, although it's surprising how many people do not use condoms every time. I would say the good take-home point with regards to that is that there are sexually transmitted infections that are not going to be adequately protected by using condoms, particularly the skin-to-skin transmission STIs like HPV and herpes. So if you're single and sexually active, get vaccinated with Gardasil, no matter what age you are.
Really?
Have you? Yep. It's usually only covered to age 26, but that's
right.
Just because that's the top age where they did the studies, but I would recommend at any age if you're single and sexually active. And the other thing with the skin-to-skin is the herpes, and both you and your partner should definitely get blood work for herpes 2 antibodies, because if one of you has that and the other doesn't, the one who does can take Valtrex and almost eliminate transmitting that herpes to their partner.
Well, Dr. Thornton, you've been so wonderful about putting all of these questions together. We've been sort of hammering you, but I think that, under the important questions that women often don't ask, the last two really are kind of wrapped together. What should you expect as you get into your late 30s and 40s, approach menopause, and then what you should be doing to prevent postmenopausal problems like osteoporosis, arthritis, back pain, overactive bladder, pelvic relaxation. I think women really need to sit down with someone as understanding and as patient as you and clearly knowledgeable, and you need to find a gynecologist just like you to be able to discuss these things, to have that discussion. I think that women just, are more crisis oriented many times, and all of a sudden, boom, next thing you get a DEXA scan and there you are. I think that most women out there should sit down now and realize that there are important questions to ask Dr. Richard Scott Thornton. We thank you so much for being on Her Radio. The book is Ask Your Gynecologist, Answers to Over 200 Questions Women Ask Through Every Age and Stage of Their Lives. I'm Dr. Pam Peake, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Everybody should get that book, Ask Your Gynecologist. Great questions. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.